You are a lot more than only what you see in 3D. But the Matrix wants to convince you that 3D is all there is. But deep inside, you know you are multi-D. Why do you use terms that we use, like matrix, consciousness, raising frequency? Are they your words too? Or do you adapt to our understanding? I mean, the term matrix is quite new, for example. We adopt your understanding. Cultural expressions and all we can use to communicate more effectively. So, how do you call the 3D matrix from your level, for example? For us, it's just a frequency managing and suppressing machine. That's all the matrix is for us. Suppressor would be the name. And the initial matrix? That's the universe. But we also understand it as an energy consciousness matrix. Okay, and consciousness? Consciousness is source. I see. I noticed you don't use the word God. Would God be like source? We don't have that concept, God. The closest is goddess, always feminine, as in creative energy, not as in omnipotent. But you asked something very important above. Perhaps it would be convenient to make it public. We do adopt cultural terms, language and words in order to enhance our communication skills, because language like this is very limited from our point of view. And in my case, I can alter my language to sound British, Australian, Eastern US or California English slang. I usually go for neutral when talking to you. Very interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, let's talk about the reptilian hack of the matrix. What do you mean by that? The hack is technological as well as mind controlling the people. The matrix is a real frequency control. The hack controls the lunar matrix, physical one if you may, reading your thoughts and wishes that are a frequency in itself. So the hack works as it's instructing the people to manifest the same things. But as they are guided by another species' interests, then what results is not in the best interest of the people. The system feeds and modifies the lunar real hard one with the imposing ideas. So the hack is technological too. I thought it was only purely mind control. It's technological, mental, esoteric, and ideocratic. It's using all the levels and tricks it can. They first manipulated the system with controlling ideas, so the matrix would work for them. And since like 1960s, they physically managed to get their filthy hands on the lunar computers. Now and since 2008, we are in control, Tibetans specifically. What changes did they do to the computer program in the 1960s? They hardened the matrix to their convenience, making it super dense and super hard, still is, making escaping nearly impossible, hacking also the reincarnation program or the ether fence that surrounds the Earth. So the matrix, the 3D matrix, is not necessarily bad or good. It is just a sort of a virtual game placed upon the 5D world. It is what it is used for then that makes it bad, right? The hack made it bad. It's the interpretation and the use you give it. It's not bad inherently. It's now used for a bad purpose. Okay, Let's talk about the hack as the ideas in position. When the matrix was set up 12,500 years ago, the reptile's technology was destroyed. So they started to use the very mechanics of the matrix to entrap the remaining humans on Earth with the mind control. At which point did they hack it, really? They did it little by little with a lot of patience. They can have patience because they don't have 90 or so lifespans. But there are important milestone places. The most important one, or relevant one, is 1400 BC. King Akhenaten implemented the monotheistic idea on the Egyptian people, making them forget the polytheistic approach that also included the cult of the goddess. It came from Aten, Atonism, Ra, Horus. The monotheistic approach of King Akhenaten is solar worshipping. The Egyptian people, who were very tolerant by the way, ended up giving Akhenaten a coup, and they expelled the pharaoh and his followers from Egypt. And they walked the desert for 40 years, not knowing where to go. And in Mount Sinai, the king Akhenaten left them while he went up to see his kin and made a plan with the remaining reptiles. And Judaism was born. Moses, Akhenaten. Oh, wow. It seems we open a big can of worms here. Yes, it is. But to cut this short, the expelled Egyptians went on to found places like Rome, where they are still today, and the solar cult is still in place today. I love how you make it all sound so simple sometimes, and how it all just falls right into place. And so, this was one of ways for reptiles to hack the system, by imposing the religious monotheistic systems. Yes, the system is hacked using beliefs imposed on the people as a hive mind. They do this with fear, so they had to design a new religion. This was the hacking system. If you have everyone thinking the same way and doing the same, you have them marching in unison. Therefore, you make them manifest the reality you want. Next milestone is the full implementation of the Christian theology. The concept is to isolate the people from the divine. The whole New Testament was written under the orders of Rome, reptilians, and the descendants of the expelled people from Egypt that followed Akhenaten. And it's based on Egyptian and Celtic Druidic teachings mostly. And Old Testament? The Old Testament is the history of Atlantis. You must learn how to read it as it's coded. It reads like a fairy tale for the non-initiated, but it takes a new meaning for those who know what to look for. For example, each time you encounter a name in the Old Testament, think more of a race of people and not about an individual. So Adam and Eve are not people, but a race of people. Think of it that way and it takes a new meaning. Yes, and the Elohim mentioned in the Bible are the race of beings. Yes, Elohim are the expelled ones. The reptiles? Yes, the reptiles. But the Elohim are also a race of people who live in the Pleiades star system, another bigger can of worms. So it is complex. Okay, let's go back to the hack. The major hack was the implementation of the monster of three horns, Christianity, Judaism, Islam. They are variants of the same lies, just tailored for different people. Then, once the people were subdued with fear mostly from religion, they implemented another three-horned monster. This recent, 200-300 years ago, Vatican. Religions control over the people. Washington, military control over people. And London, financial control over people. They have a near global system of control using all governments, nearly all, as puppets, as you know. Where the people believe entirely one thing and they another. The most important hack in general is to be able to implement a complete false reality based on imposed ideas of how everything works. This leading the people to manifest for them the matrix reality the negative ones want. They can't manifest it themselves? They don't have the same mental power? They can. But if they do so, the people would be free and they wouldn't be able to exploit them for energy, food. They are manifesting a reality where they are the lords and the people serve them in every possible way. So they manipulate us not only so we can help them generate the reality they want, but also to keep us as slaves so we don't escape. Exactly. And now, even after death, they exploit and manipulate people. After people die, they intercept them in what you call lower astral or 4D. And they say that they haven't been nice enough, they show them their lives recorded technologically. After all, it's a matrix and all is recorded. They insist that they must pay karma and the people are reincarnated. They don't go back to source. That's just frustrating. Any other important milestones of the hack? It's very gradual. Other milestones I would include each time they have managed to invade other people, like Native Americans, Africans, other cultures. But the biggest matrix hacking milestones are religious or technological. Like the invention of mass media via radio and television, where they have people there looking and being indoctrinated all the time into thinking the way they should. Technological milestones are first the mass media and the brain control, mind control ones using microwaves and HARP technology. But also the development of space travel and real working starships implemented by the SSP developed by the reptilians, as nearly all their technology was destroyed since the Great Flood pose shift. This after 1947 mostly. What about having to work as a controlling and dumbing mechanism? I feel it is a very important concept here that really limits people's expansion. I mean, the concept of having to work so we can survive, so we don't have time to devote to self-exploration. We are set on the survival mode. I mean, here people are proud to be workers, spending time working for their families, etc., as if it was some kind of social achievement. I feel it has been implemented for a reason. It is false. I refer here to work as working to make money, to survive, not something you love. Yes, that's all part of the belief system implemented by using brainwash main control. Because the people simply don't think that there is any other way to live. They are always thinking that life is hard, so working and fighting is a noble thing to do. They don't see any other option, no other reality. And what do people do when they go home tired? They watch television, where they are being mind-controlled even more. Yes, exactly. You put it so well. Working and fighting is something noble. Exactly. I'm so sick and tired of people saying he or she is such a good worker, saying it with pride. They are tricked. It's nonsense. The reptiles hacked it so well that they make the slaves feel like heroes. good worker, good slave. And you are absolutely right. No better slave than the one who doesn't think he is. How do you know so much about us here, being up there? We have been studying Earth since 1952 directly, and we have a lot of data from older expeditions. I understand. And now I'm wondering, how come such good programmers that you are, you let them hack the lunar matrix system? There were no preventive measures? Simple and straight answer. It was wrongly left unattended. You mean by the Federation? Did they just leave? Yes, it was weak and hurt, with many losses. The solar system was a mess back then because of the destruction of Tiamat. It was left unattended. This was wrong. Sorry, but we are not perfect beings. We are people. We do make mistakes. That's also why we are here, to do the cleaning up. No problem, Svaru. And how long was it left alone for? 12,500 years until 2008. But what I said above was unattending the matrix computer system. Some individual people, Tigetans and other races, have always been around in some way or another. And now, as of now, countless species are helping from the inside, starseeds too. But Tigetans are the ones in 5D militarily coordinating the efforts from the outside. Exciting. And thank you. Let's finish for today, Svaru. Thank you again for all this time you spent with me. You really are making me so happy. I felt so alone in this 3D soup up to now. You are welcome. On the contrary, we all thank you so much.